Thank you very much. Chairperson of the conference, allow me to present the speech on behalf of our minister. I recognize the chairperson of the conference, His Excellency Director General of Food and Agriculture Organization, honorable ministers, ambassadors, permanent representatives, heads of delegation and delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I'm honored to deliver this statement on the review on food and agriculture, food system transformation, from strategies to action. Now allow me to tie this statement with the thread that has in the near and recent past enabled us to understand and fight hunger and poverty with renewed energy. It is on farms, big and small, around the world, that the interaction between people, planet, prosperity, and peace can unfold in ways that will either take us to sustainable development or will make our task of zero hunger difficult. The world's population is expected to grow to almost 10 billion by 2050. With two-thirds living in cities, this will, as a result, boost and change agricultural demand, with some estimating that the world will need to close a 70% food gap by 2050. With further income growth and urbanization in low and middle income countries, a dietary transition will happen towards higher consumption of meat, fruits, and vegetables relative to that of cereals, requiring commensurate shifts in output and adding pressure on natural resources. Within the complex of this challenge, we can unlock opportunities to advance sustainable development by transforming agri-food systems. Again, this is a case in which the agri-food system is at times signaling to farmers to produce more when the challenge is elsewhere. The challenge is that local production is not taking place where it needs to happen in order to feed currently hungry people. The painful thing is that most of the people living in hunger or are food insecure are themselves engaged in agriculture, either farming or livestock. In many African countries where there is high prevalence of hunger, up to 80% of poor Africans depend on agriculture for income. In Zambia, for instance, about 70% of the population depend on agriculture for their livelihoods. To address recurrent inability to access food, we therefore need risk management options that can help buffer farmers against production variability, e.g., through weather-based insurance, as well as social protection mechanism, example, cash for work, food for work, or other cash transfer mechanisms. Zambia has huge resource endowment and potential for agricultural production for a wide range of commodities. The country has potential to feed itself and the entire region. However, climate change, low productivity, low value addition, fragmented markets, and the recent COVID-19 pandemic, among other things, has constrained growth of the sector. To small-scale farmers' resilience to the effects of climate change, government is promoting technologies such as climate-smart agriculture, irrigation, diversification, and commercialization. These interventions are likely to increase production and productivity, in order to make food available for the ever-growing population, which is estimated to reach about 39 million by the year 2050. Further, government has embarked on the improvement of agricultural markets, both at local and international levels. In addition to the development of appropriate marketing infrastructure, government has continued to create a favorable policy environment to enable the participation of all players in the market, with farmers more connected to markets, to information, and to knowledge, lives on the farm can make agriculture more attractive to youth, including young people with skills. We believe that the transformation of agri-food systems can be a fundamental enabler for the achievement of the SDGs. Doing so cannot be seen as a technical challenge to be addressed within the agricultural sector, but rather as a complex undertaking that calls for integrated approaches, considering economic, environmental, and social aspects. It might be appropriate to end by saying, and I quote, "Doing one thing at a time is never particularly good advice when it comes to economic and social policy." End of quote. It is particularly misleading in tackling massive challenges like the prevalence of hunger in the modern world. But for all of us to do many different things together so that we can transform agri-food systems to transform our world. Chairperson, I thank you.